Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a minute or so your way, in a few minutes your way. We are on Shabbos 94, talking about carrying people. The Gemara cites a brisa about carrying animals and birds. The sages say that one is liable, whether they're alive or slaughtered, while Rabbi Nassan says that one isn't liable if they are alive, as a live creature carries itself. Rava deflects this, saying that the dispute is only about animals and birds, which try to get away from someone who is carrying, but they agree that a live person carries himself. Sometimes we should realize everybody needs a little bit of help. Everybody needs a little bit of push. Everybody needs a little bit of carrying. Sometimes we need to carry others. We need to bring others, especially if it's metaphoric and especially if it's literal. Sometimes people literally are exhausted. Sometimes literally, physically cannot move, cannot take the next step, cannot move to the next part of their life. And sometimes it's metaphorical. They can't get over a bad breakup. They can't get over the fact that a situation in life happened, or the job was let go, or they can't figure out a way to try to live day by day with a great loss. But we have to help them through it. We have to carry them through it. Hashem talks about how he carried us as an eagle carries its young, taking us out of its Mitzrayim, and how he protects us and always cares for us and puts us on top of his back, even though all the other animals carry their young in their claws, because the eagle is the highest creature and literally protects its young while making sure the arrow can't hurt it. So too, we need to carry others, especially our children, especially our spouses, our family and friends, carry them through difficult situations, carry them where they need to go. If they had a loss, or the job is gone, or there's not much money, or they had a breakup, God forbid, or God forbid to any of these things, or anything in life was difficult for them, we have to figure out a way to carry them through. Nowadays, with the advent of Zoom and Google Meet and cell phones and texting and messages and WhatsApp, it's so easy to touch base with people. Carry them through. Carry through with yourself to reach out to people. Carry through with getting reaching out to people and talking to people and seeing how they're doing, whether it's weekly or whatnot, or whether you're calling or emailing. Always ways to touch base with people. You want to carry through with your ideas, and if you touch base on it before and you say you'll call next week, make sure you carry through with what you say. So we need to be able to help people, carrying them through metaphorically, literally, and carrying through on our words and our promises. Bli Neder, we should always say Bli Neder, not actually make a promise, but we should always do what we can to help carry others around us to the next stage or whatever they're dealing with, hopefully only good things, in order they can make it through day by day. As we carry others, we could be carried by others as well, and Hashem then can make sure to carry all of us through good things and hopefully bring the advent of Mashiach and the building of the third Beis Hamikdash speedily in our days. May it be very, very soon. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 95 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.